Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for listening to my show. My name is John Shelter, and I'm the host for The Butterfly Moment. This is my favorite time of the week, and if you haven't tuned in before, the format of this show is that we talk to people who are making a difference, people who are movers and shakers, people who are like-minded to Carrie and I. We're both life high-performance coaches. And the Butterfly Moment is something we've been working with for about the last 2 years. It's about quantum development. It's about quantum leaps in performance. And it draws a metaphor, the butterfly, which is a creature that goes into the cocoon and after some 30 days starts to remove itself. And there is a moment, I believe, where this caterpillar creature, which has been dead for a period of time, begins to realize that he's more and that he's not just a caterpillar. He's or she or it is perhaps one of the most beautiful insects in the world, and best at all of all, it can fly. So over the last couple of years, we've had a great, great time talking to people in their own butterfly moment. That time when they knew that they were more, they knew of their potential and ability to fly. I'm very, very excited today. We're going to be talking to a guy who's become not just an associate, but a friend. Mr. Russ Rausch. I met with him in Chicago last year and just was blown away by the things that he is involved in dealing with personal development. And I'm happy to have him on the show so that he can explain what his background is and what he's done in formulating what I believe is the quantum leap in processes and procedures of human development. Russ, are you there?
I'm here, John. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. Russ, I was wondering if prior to getting into Vision Pursue, if you could tell me how this came about, your own background, and you know, how you've made a switch in kind of a leap of your own into a new area that is, it's kind of taking both pro sports and sports in general to a new level. How did Vision Pursue start?
Yeah. Well, so great question. Just to give you context, I'm, like you said, I'm in Chicago now. I'm 53 years old, and I grew up in Kansas on a farm, and a farming area, really, is more accurately. I was the first one to go to college in my family and went to K-State and became an accountant, of all things, and I did that for a number of years, and I ended up in Chicago in 98 to work, and I made a big switch in my life. I went to work in the trading and technology industry in Chicago. So in New York and Chicago, obviously those are big financial hubs for trading. And Chicago is really the world hub for futures trading. Mm. And so I got involved in that as the CFO of a startup company. We took that from when I started, there were about 25 employees to 650 employees and grew a global business. 650 isn't a big head count, but we had 8 offices internationally. We had 4 in Europe and 4 in Asia because we were hitting all the major financial hubs. Mm. But I won't dwell on that a long time, but that really kind of gets to where most of my business experience has been in accounting and finance and in the trading and technology fields. And after doing that for, I don't know, I guess it's about 13 years, I was really attracted to the hedge fund business. Our customers were mainly the big banks, you know, the Goldman Sachs and JP Morgans of the world, and then their customers, which were the big hedge fund trading companies. I really got attracted to that industry, and I jumped out of trading technologies in 2011 to be the chief operating officer of a hedge fund in Chicago called Emil Van Essen. And so that's kind of my business background. So when you talk about me being in pro sports, it sounds like there's no reason whatsoever for me to be involved in that at all. And if you look at my career, that's probably true. So that's my background, and how I shifted into what I'm doing now, the whole Vision Pursue thing, going from this trading and technology, finance, and sales background I had, really just comes down to a shift I had. You know, you talked about the whole butterfly metamorphosis. You know, for me, I was in my early 40s, sitting in my office in Chicago. I had a nice big office. I was traveling globally. I was making, you know, quite a bit of money. I had a nice house. Kind of everything I dreamed of doing as a small town kid in Kansas, you know, my early 40s, but having this profound sense of disappointment, disillusionment, just unhappiness, not just what unfulfilled maybe is the best word, maybe empty is another word I would use. Just something wasn't right. And so I started looking, and really I didn't find any answers for years, but, you know, I started reading books just randomly and figured out the problem wasn't externally, which is where I was focused, you know, what my problems were externally. It was all internal. I'm sorry, it was all internal, the way my brain was working, and that kind of led me down this path of neuroscience and understanding the brain and psychology. And, you know, with the internet today, with mental imaging today, they know so much more about the brain than they knew before. And also with YouTube and such, you can get lectures from great neuroscientists and thought leaders in these areas, you know, sitting in your home. And so that's what I did. So long story short, a number of years of, I just turned this from a hobby into a business because it just profoundly changed my life, the way I felt about everything. And I thought, hey, this process is not that hard to do. Nobody seems to know about it. And, you know, worst case scenario, I just want to try to put together a system to help people to do this. Worst case scenario, it'll be a hobby and I can help my friends and family. And best case scenario, it'll be a business. So I'll stop there. But that's kind of my story of how I started and how I ended up with the mental training business called Vision Pursue. It was completely unplanned, and it just happened, and happened over a period of years.
Yeah, well, you know, those are really how the good things do develop and the good things do happen. I'm so in line with what you're saying in terms of the opportunities that we have on the internet to teach ourselves new things about human development, to find the tools that are out there. And it's all free. And it's all free. And if you have the mind and inclination, you can get almost all the information in training to get you started by some of the things that are already existing on the internet. So I'm right with you there. And it sounds like in studying this, you started to pull things that you liked and that worked together, right?
I really did. I mean, you know, once you start really getting into how the brain works and what they're learning in modern psychology, you realize there are certain thought leaders that are going down different trails because they have to get really deep in what they're doing. And what I found I could do is I could take somebody like Kelly McGonigal, who I think is very good, or John Kabat-Zinn, who's very good, or Dr. Jill Bolte-Taylor, and I can learn what they're doing, but take it to a surface level. How could I apply without having to go through years of research and the depth they have to go into to do something that can help me? And so that's really what I did. I just found these thought leaders, and I would drill down, and I would apply what I learned. And I found like there's this whole body. You put this all together, these are very powerful concepts that you can combine. It really changed the way your brain works, and the way I try to describe what we do, we change the way people experience the world. Probably heard this saying about, you know, we don't experience the world as it is, we experience it as we are.
I love that.
The way I look at it is we experience it the way our brain experiences it. Because you think about your thoughts and emotions, you're not picking most of them. They're just happening. And they're not just happening. Your brain's choosing those for you. And so these are limbic systems and thought pattern systems that are internal. And if you really want to change the way you feel about things, the emotions you have, your thought patterns, you need to impact those systems.
You know, the thing that I love most about, you know, high performance and life coaching and that type of thing is that it requires me to be the change, like Gandhi says. It requires me to walk the talk and to really use the tools that I find to grow on my own, so that when you really have experienced that growth, then you have a grasp on it, and then you have an opportunity to share. So it gets you on this unending track of acknowledging and utilizing these tools for not only performance, but what I love about Vision Pursuit is that it's not just about performance, it's about really enjoying the process, really enjoying the road that it's going down.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's really life itself. If you, you know, in the world I live in or I work in professional sports, but also, you know, most of our work is corporate, not sports related. Mm-hmm. All the press we get is in sports. But, you know, I'm working with high performers. And what's shocking to me, although it shouldn't have been, because, you know, I was sort of in that camp when I was in business, is they're not enjoying their life. They're succeeding. But what I would say is they're not having a good life experience. And if you're not having a good life experience, what's the point of doing all this? And that's exactly how I used to feel. I used to think, what's the point of doing all this if it doesn't feel any better than this? And, you know, it's fine, John, if I could just take a second.
I'll tell you
how we measure our success. I mean, whether what we do works or not. So we go in and we ask people, and you can think about this survey for yourself, not for you personally, but how you think on average people are going to answer it. Because, you know, you know some things most people don't know.
Sure.
But we ask people from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed, typical weekday, break 100% of that time into four categories. Hmm. First category is how much of that typical day is stressful and annoying. Second category, not quite that bad, but it's monotonous. It's a means to an end. I'm doing this not because I want to, only because I have to get a certain outcome. The third category is because there's a lot of stress and annoyance and monotony, I need to escape from that, self-medicate. Hmm. And what I mean by that, a lot of people go home at the end of the day and go, I don't want to think, I don't want to read, I don't want to do anything, I just want to get a drink, or I want to watch TV, or I want to do social media, or all three. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing any of those things. My point is that the feeling like I need to escape and shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final category is kind of a general thing, but it's just I feel good without doing escape activities.
Mm.
Now, we've surveyed literally thousands. That's probably about 4,000 people at this point with that survey. And so we have a ton of data on that. And what we find is, in fact, I'll just ask you that first three categories, and again, not for you, you're going to be different than most people, but for the average person, how much of a day is stressful, annoying, monotonous, and I'm escaping from it, what percentage out of the 100 would you say goes into that category, or those three categories?
Well, I would say that it is more than we think in that it is at least over 50 and, you know, towards three quarters. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it's actually around 80%.
Mm.
And when I go into corporations, which I do all the time, or sports team, when I ask the question, what do you think those first three categories is, usually I get 90. Like people go, it's 90.
Oh,
it's
my God.
80. And in other words, like my typical day, I don't feel that good until I go home and drink, and like most of it's stressful and annoying. I'm commuting, I don't like it, and I don't like my boss, and customers are, you know, whatever those things are. So my whole point is, you know, what's surprising to me, this is kind of how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
What surprised me is this is how almost everybody feels until they train their brain. You know, one of the things that people say after I get done presenting is one of the coolest things is I don't feel like I'm alone.
Wow.
Feeling this way. Like that, that's sort of reassuring. And then how we measure our success is how we move that dial. How can we change that? So in, you know, 30 to 60 days, because you're training your brain to have different thought patterns and emotional patterns, which is creating your life experience, mm-hmm. of course, what you're thinking about all day and what your emotions are doing. We want to double that feel good number. We want to, you know, and reduce those, the stress and annoyance, which we've really been able to do. It's, you know, people ask, you know, how can you predict this is going to happen? It's just the same way if I went in for 20 or 30 people and I said, here's a diet and exercise plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the plan, you're on average, we can predict the results. The question isn't the results. The question is who's going to follow the plan. And so really that's how we come in and assess what's going on. And that's how we measure our success, whether it's one person or a group of people.
You know, the thing I love about this is that it is so specific, because you have a diagnosis. You have something to really look at and quantify whether, you know, if you say to somebody, just start thinking positive, well, what does that mean? You know, where's the diagnosis? Where am I going to go with this? And this, how this is so specific, then you have the opportunity to put together a game plan, which is what Vision Pursue does. It solves this problem that you've diagnosed, correct?
Yeah, that's it exactly. I mean, we want to be very specific about what we're trying to do and measure whether we can do it or not. And besides that life experience stuff, there's four other key things that we measure, John, just so you know. One of them is focus. Like people will, I like to ask the question, do you have to read things two or three times?
Hmm.
And most people say yes. And when you go home at night and you want to be with the people you love, do you have trouble focusing and being present? Or are you mind wandering about work? So that's another thing we like to measure, is that ability to focus. Sleep is another thing. Most people, when they get in their 30s, and even today it's getting worse, even younger. But anyway, most people can't sleep the amount of sleep they want. And then in terms of being resilient, when something bad happens, are you replaying it over and over and over again? And then procrastination. Those are four things we also like to measure. And again, these are subjective mm-hmm. measurements. People are using themselves. We can't, you know, have a hard objective measure on any of this stuff. But those are the other things where we want to move the dial, where people say, hey, I can focus, I can sleep, I can be present at home. When something goes bad, I have more natural resilience, and I'm just not procrastinating like I used to. Those are four other things that we really mm-hmm. want to have impact on.
So what is it that, what's the product that you developed that allows somebody to take these tools and incorporate them into their life? What is Bottom Line Vision Pursuit?
So we have really served two areas. One is organizationally, where we'll go in and do in-person training for a period of hours, and we'll train groups of people on what's causing their brains to work the way they do and have the experiences they're having and how to change it. And then we back that up with our mobile app. And 15 minutes a day of mental training exercises that are going to, you know, try to get the impact that we're talking about. Really what we're talking about is impacting the limbic system of the brain, which is causing a lot of your emotions and the way you're feeling. So on the app. And so that's what we do for organizations. We come in and train, and that's what we do, for example, for the Atlanta Falcons, San Francisco 49ers, and other corporate clients, et cetera. And then we have a consumer app that's purely just the app, where we're not training with that, and there's training on the app where anybody can get on the app store. And again, it's that 15 minutes a day of this mental training and a 60-day program that we think are going to get you those before and after results that I talked about before.
So let's say one of my listeners is in their car and they say, sold, I want to do this, I want to change my life, I recognize the diagnosis. What does he do, Russ?
So you just go to the App Store and search Vision Pursue, and you'll see our app, and then you can download it. And if you decide to do it, it's $10 a month. You can cancel at any time. And so
Right.
So you can can't, you know, at any time. And in 60 days, I think you'll see a big change. And then We have a maintenance program that goes on top of it. Now, if you're an organization, you say, hey, I want to impact my organization, just go to visionpursue.com, hit the contact us button. You can shoot me a, you know, we'll get emails there. We can respond and if you care about your organization.
You know, the great thing about Vision Pursue that I've found is that the incredible, incredible resume of movers and shakers within the sports industry is really a compelling sales point in that here you not just have someone who wants to improve, but you're dealing with organizations that are in the billions. You know, the things that they have at stake in terms of locker room culture, motivation, that type of thing, that they have given you their vote of confidence, correct?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that was one of those crazy things, John, you could never predict or even try to make happen. I got introduced to Dan Quinn early on. I had worked with his sister. I had no idea, you know, that there was a relationship there. And that's been a great relationship, so it's led us to other sports teams. But I think your point is spot on. I mean, even if you're not into pro sports, what people do realize is they have to win or they're going to get fired. The pressure to succeed and succeed fast is really strong there. And so them endorsing us, I think, says a lot because they don't have time to mess around with just stuff that feels good. They need results. But, of course, they want to feel good and enjoy what they're doing. I can tell you a lot of professional athletes and coaches don't really enjoy what they're doing. But that doesn't have to be that way.
Russ, would you say that the previous locker room culture of the no pain, no gain, Vince Lombardi type of, you know, derail this person, is old thinking and gone?
I think it still exists, and I you mentioned Vince Lombardi. I don't know what category he would put in. I would put him in personally, but I would say it runs the gamut. But I think there's a whole new wave of coaches that are looking at how can I improve the mental training? How can we enjoy this? I mean, Steve Kerr absolutely is doing that at Golden State. You read what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Joe Maddon with the Cubs, without a question. Now, no, they're not customers of ours. I'm just saying similar philosophies. Brad Stevens with the Celtics, Pete Carroll, and, of course, Dan Quinn, Kyle Shanahan, guys that we do work with. There's a movement for sure about it doesn't have to be this old school beat people up.
Yeah.
Yell and scream at them. It doesn't have to be that way.
Well, I've got some friends who work with Dan Quinn, and I just hear so many great things about him as a person and as a motivator and a coach. He really gets people on board and really can communicate to them.
He's just a wonderful human being, period. And I'm so fortunate to have, you know, some kind of relationship with him and to be able to help them. But yeah, he's just a really great person. And the cool thing about him is this thing about, you know, he loves people and he empowers people, but he also challenges them and inspires them. It's hard to describe, but he's not the kind of guy where you would say, oh, he's a nice coach, so I'm going to take advantage of
right.
it. You do the opposite. You're like, I'm going to bust down walls for this guy.
You know, just the things that he's been able to do in Atlanta over the next, in a short, relatively speaking, short period of time is just amazing. And it's so encouraging to see that you're playing a part in that and really not only changing that team, but the culture of football. Before we run out of time, if someone, an organization, an office or whatever, a sports team, wants to learn more, wants to get a hold of you, Russ, what would you do?
Yeah, so I'm happy to give out just my email. It's russ@visionpursue.com.
Okay.
Or they can just go to our website if you don't remember that. I think we have a contact us. Hit it and just in the body of what you're saying, just say what you're looking for, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's Vision Pursue. PURSUE.com. A couple people I've talked to and tried to get Vision Pursuit, but you go on Vision Pursue, you've got a nice website there with all the contacts and some of the references that people, and I know you encouraged me, do your own research, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, vision pursue, not suit. I think that's bad grammar, people tell me, but it was one of those things of what was available on the domain names. But thanks for clarifying that. It is
pursue. Sure. Now, what's the future? We got about a minute left. Can you give us 30 seconds of your goals and where you're going with the company?
You know, we're just trying to get better at everything we do. And I think at the end of the day, this is about changing people's lives and changing their life experience. And so to maximize that, we got to get really good at the consumer app where it doesn't require us to go out and be there. And so we're really focusing on that. Like, how can we have maximum impact? Because, you know, the way I was living, I was lucky that somebody, you know, that I stumbled onto this stuff, and I want to help as many people kind of get this message about this is an internal, you know, to feel good and have fulfillment, it's an internal, not an external thing. And there's a path to do it.
You know, Russ, the thing that I like on your website, if you go to that front page there, there's a link where you can click on, and there's a explanation, and it just, one of your partners, the football player, what's his name again?
John McGraw,
who's great. He did a wonderful job with all of the lectures that he does. And it basically lays everything out. So initially, everything somebody would want to know. And I think that it's just so great that you've got this app going, because a lot of this is people being able to, you know, take the time to do it. And when they can put it on the cell phone, boy, I tell you, that's like Russ, it's like a GPS for your life, you know?
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. You know, I hope so. We put a lot of effort into it. We want to keep making it better all the time, for sure.
Well, I really, really want to thank you for being on the show. It's going to be up and running next week, and, you know, we'll be able to together somehow spread the good word, you know, and just congratulations on your success. You know, can't wait to have lunch with you again sometime, and we can, you know, discuss further all these wonderful ideas you keep uncovering.
Hey, thanks for having me, John, and thanks for the great work you're doing. Really appreciate your time and being on here with you.
Okay, well, let's keep in touch, and we'll have you on, you know, as soon as there's some major developments, and because I know a lot of my listeners are going to want to keep track of you, because it's just incredible. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody out there. Have a wonderful week.